You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Today, we are talking with Bonnie Milligan. Bonnie Milligan was one of the standouts of last season, and I just love Bonnie Milligan. She should play every role.
Okay, I mean, you know, sometimes you're right for
great
roles.
Great belter.
Yeah, no, fantastic.
Funny lady.
She's funny. She's great. Doesn't mean she's right for
humble, nice, beautiful.
Yep, all of those things.
Not like these other people that get every role.
Well, I mean, I'm sure.
I'm going to start a campaign.
I'm sure
Bonnie Milligan for Congress, and also Elphaba and
she's
Glinda.
She's not running
actually,
for Congress.
Actually, it would be wonderful if she could play Elphaba and Glinda. I've always had
possible.
A dream of that. Well,
it's
like
two
just
separate roles,
nights,
two separate people.
Alternating nights, maybe in rep. Okay. Do you know what that means?
I do know what in rep means. I don't think
you've probably never done Summer Stock or anything like that. You know, you really take skills to do something in rep.
Okay.
She can play Hamlet.
Sure.
She can do anything.
Okay. She can do anything, but she can't be two people at once.
Well, I don't want her to play Bach or Fear or one of these dumb roles.
Those
or any
boys.
Of the roles you've played. But Glinda and I don't know, she's just so wonderful. Anyway, so looking forward to chatting with Bonnie. Do you think she'll be my friend?
I don't.
Well, please enjoy my conversation with Bonnie Milligan.
Getting Peggy with it.
Greetings, it's Peggy. And you are listening to Getting Peggy with It. And I'm so excited for my next guest. This lady begged and begged and begged to come on my show after I met her. And you're welcome. This is Belting Bonnie Milligan.
Hi.
Hi. Belting Bonds.
That's me.
I presume she also has a head voice, but belting is what she puts forward. Bonnie, it's so great to see you.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for coming on my show. What have you been doing the last several years?
I think when we first met, that's because you had seen Head Over Heels.
I didn't, but I knew about it.
Okay,
nobody
yes.
saw it. Yeah. Head Over Heels.
Yes. It was a musical that mm-hmm. closed just a year ago, a couple of days ago.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you. but it was great. It was a huge milestone in my life. It was really fun. And then the last year I've been doing a lot of readings and workshops of new work, which I like to do, and concerts. I've been doing a lot of concerts.
Concerts at 54 Below. Broadway sings, 54 sings, 54 Below sings Bonnie. Bonnie Milligan sings the deep cuts of Alanis Morissette's fifth album. 54 Below sings Avril Lavigne, you know, those kind of things.
I do know that. No, none of those, yeah. actually.
And going to 54 Below will only cost your friends with the, you know, use code Bonnie Milligan for $5 off your $97 ticket with a 5-drink minimum. Yeah. It's great for actors' friends.
Yeah, it's a great space.
Yeah, it is. But Green Room 42, I'm sure you've done a few cabarets there.
Not of my own, but I have been there, yeah.
You went there.
Mm-hmm. I've gone, yeah.
Yeah, people, they really hold you over the barrel when they have a cabaret and really, really make it known that you better show up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I haven't done that a lot with my friends because I understand it can get expensive, but
well, when you have your own show, you'll understand. So Head Over Heels, what was that about? Give us a quick synopsis.
Sure.
Although no one will see it again because it's done.
It's closed.
Yeah.
It's touring. Well, no, it's doing a lot of regional things.
Yeah.
I'm not in them though. So.
Yeah. I saw clips of you and you were amazing in
thank
that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks. Yeah. Yeah. I had a really good time.
You've got a wonderful belt as thanks. Per your handle.
Thanks. Advertise what you got, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. The show.
The show.
All Go-Go's music.
Go-Go's?
Go-Go's.
Oh, God.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And set in the Elizabethan era. So it was kind of like a Shakespearean.
Oh, I wonder why I didn't find an audience.
Yeah.
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 And a lot of, you know, basically – like we talked about before, a lot of popping and locking and a lot of – it was a drag show?
No, not a drag show.
It wasn't?
No. One of our actresses, she had been a contestant on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race. I love that.
Yeah.
She's really great. So it's kind of sounds like Kinky Boots.
No.
Do we need another Kinky Boots?
I did.
You know what I mean? You did Kinky Boots?
I did the first national tour of Kinky Boots.
Oh, who did you play?
I was Pat in the red – oh, no. The red wig, the
Pat,
office manager.
Pat's not a role.
She's a role?
No, she's a chorus. I think you just
featured
named her.
Ensemble. She has a name. She mm-hmm. has even a tango with Lola. Yep.
No. Uh-uh. I saw that. I love Kinky Boots. And, I wanted to play – what's that role I wanted to play, Ellen?
Dawn.
No, in Kinky Boots.
Yeah, Dawn, you want to play the mean one?
No, I wanted to play the girl that does the drum.
Oh, you wanted to play
Lauren. It catches the apple? Yeah, Lauren. I wanted to play Lauren. Ellen was like the fifth cover for that on Broadway, or so she says. Kinky Boots, right. So it's like, do we need another Kinky Boots, you know? Like, do we need another Lacage? We already did Lacage. Yeah. So why do we need any of these? Like, well, do men have to be, like, dressed as ladies in every show?
Well, we didn't have that.
You didn't have that?
No, because Peppermint, she's a trans woman.
Oh, she actually made, that's wonderful.
She made history as being the very first trans woman to – well, openly trans person to originate a principal role on Broadway.
Well, that's very woke.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we had a lesbian story that I played, a lesbian love story. We
are you a lesbian?
No.
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 You just – you. It was part of your acting. Oh, that's lovely. So sweet.
I think sexuality is fluid.
Okay. Nice for another episode. Bonnie, what are you doing next?
It's up in the air. There's a couple of things that are possibly happening that I don't know yet, so I can't say.
The announcement of the announcement. Well, why does everybody do that? I get on that. Twitter and be like, I'm about to tell you. Why don't you just wait and tell us when it's time?
I would have, but you would have made fun of me for having nothing.
Have you ever waited tables?
Oh, yes.
Yeah? Where?
Long time. Back in Ohio, I was at Bob Evans.
Which oh, is I love Bob Evans. Place. Yeah.
And then in New York, I waited tables for 6 years at Landmark at the time. Warner Center. It's
not
there
love
anymore.
Landmark. It just closed down. You closed it? Closed a lot of things this year. Landmark, Ooh. Head Over Heels. That's the common denominator of those things.
Yeah.
That's hard, you know. And it brings me to my next question, which is it hard to change your personality to fit what people want you to be?
What do you mean?
Yeah. To, you know, constantly live up to other people's expectations and change who you are to fit in.
I mean, it's hard to live up to people's expectations.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
What are people's expectations? That you'll work again?
Oh, yeah.
Are your parents proud of you?
I think so. Yeah. I mean, my mom tells me she is.
She does? That's nice. That's a privilege. Some people have really shitty parents. What's the worst theater job you've ever had?
The worst theater job I've ever had.
You haven't had that many, but.
I know. It's a short list. When I was in school, I did a school tour, and we had to be up at like 7 a.m. to go to high school.
Where did you go to college?
Ohio State.
Oh, no. That's not a real thing.
Okay.
What did you study?
Theater and acting.
Yeah. Okay. Now to a segment we like to call Deep Internet Cuts.
Oh, God.
Deep Cuts from the Internet.
On August 17th, 2014, Justin Sebastian said, Bonnie was legendary last night. That was one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. What was he talking about? Has he ever seen a show?
He was talking about my first solo show, Belting Bonnie's Bon Voyage. I did it right before I left.
Oh, gosh. Dr. Seuss. What did you sing?
Oh, God. I sang a lot of musical theater, a lot of, like, new musical theater composers. I did some Funny Girl. I did some Celine Dion, Whitney Houston, Kumin and Diamond.
No one knows who that is. Okay, so that sounds memorable. On March 3rd, 2013, you posted a picture on Instagram.
March 3rd what?
2013. It got 3 likes.
3?
I don't know if you remember this or if you remember your past at all.
I don't know if anyone does.
Regarding the cold medicine you were taking, you think that's good content?
Okay, here's the thing. This was a care package that I got from my mom and my grandma. And
cookies don't make you better when you have a cold.
I know, but this is called the Midwest.
Are you verified on Instagram?
No, not verified on anything.
No?
No.
Do you have any famous friends?
Yeah.
You should have them help you. You know what I mean? Just reach out to them and say, I need to be verified.
Okay.
It's not that hard.
Okay. Are you verified?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
I'm not. But it's about my privacy.
Oh, okay.
On August 26, 2018 on Instagram, you posted a picture for Women's Equality Day with 3 red heart emojis. Do you really think that men are equal to women?
That men are equal to
like
women?
Like women are equal to men?
Yeah.
Yeah? I'd like to move on to a segment we like to call, Where Are They Now?
Where are they now?
You know, they're people that we love, that we miss, and we don't know what they're doing anymore. Billy Porter. He was in Kinky Boots. Where is he now?
I believe he just won.
Was he in your show?
Not with me. No, he originated the Broadway company. I originated the first tour.
The first tour that you went around to kids, high schools, you said?
Nope, different.
That was at Ohio State?
That was Ohio State. Yeah, no, this is like a first national tour.
Oh.
So we work with
where
the
you
team.
Played Pat, a real role. So where's Billy Porter now?
He's on an award-winning show called Pose.
Pose.
FX.
What's it about?
It is about basically the ballroom scene in New York in the 80s.
Everything is – this is what Head Over Heels was about. Lacoste, Head Over Heels.
We did actually have some ballroom stuff
Kinky
in there,
boots.
But not,
everything's this – like, do we need this many, this much? It's a lot of gay content. You know what I mean?
Well, representation matters.
Yeah, but they feels like they have a lot.
Not – I mean
– You think they have too much?
Proportionately to, like, white women.
You know what? They – let's turn off the cameras and let's see what Bonnie really thinks.
Oh, God.
Okay? Nobody – we won't tell. Okay? What do you think – do you think there's too much gay content on Broadway?
I don't.
Nah, no?
I don't.
What do you think about the casting of the prom movie?
Oh, you know, I was hoping for the Broadway cast because they were so
Did you
good.
Want to get cast in it?
Well, no, because I'm not in high school.
No, neither are they. None of those people. They were all old.
Yeah. Yep. You're
Josh Lehman was in that. He's old.
Well, he didn't play high school.
Beth Lovell's not in high school.
Obsessed. She's timeless, actually, if you look at it that way.
But she's not young. Yeah, they didn't. But who did they cast instead in the prom movie?
Well, Meryl Streep is doing – here, the flip-flop of life. Meryl Streep is doing the Beth Lovell role, and now Beth Lovell is doing the Meryl Streep role in the Devil Wears Prada musical. It's like they switched.
Gosh,
that's
okay.
Fun trivia if you care.
Yeah, I don't. Okay. Oh, speaking of trivia –
Oh, God.
I'd like to move on to a segment called Actors Are Dumb. Everybody knows actors are dumb. Where I ask you some basic trivia, okay?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. What country pulled out of Vietnam in the 1950s?
France.
Yes! Don't look at my sheet. The root word of pseudo means what in Greek?
Pseudo, semi.
No, okay. It means wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
Like me.
Mm-hmm. In the periodic table of elements, what does HG stand for?
HG. God, I remember the time we had to memorize that whole thing.
Yeah.
It's all
did you
gone.
Do it?
No, I did. I was great. It's all gone.
Yeah, it was
when
a long
have
time
I ever
ago.
Used that?
Yeah.
Long time
High school
ago.
Was a long time ago.
Long time. I'm going to go with... hydrochlorine.
Nope. Mercury.
Mercury is HG?
Mm-hmm.
That makes no sense.
Who is the only president to serve two non-consecutive terms? Are you an American?
Allegedly. Mm. We'll go with...
You're so apologetic. You seem Canadian. Which is a compliment.
That is a compliment. Thank you.
But bringing that energy into the audition room, I bet, is problematic.
Bing.
Two non-consecutive terms.
Johnson.
Nope. Grover Cleveland.
Cleveland?
Wow, you got one.
I got
which
one,
better
though.
Than my other guess, which gets none. Oh. But actors are still pretty dumb.
Yeah. I mean, we're acting, so that's a bad
Bonnie,
choice.
Bonnie, tell me this.
Okay.
Give us your life advice.
For anybody? Just life in general?
Well, I don't think you can really advise other people because you don't have that many skills, but maybe just give like actors advice.
Oh, actors. Okay. I would say... Learn how to do your taxes.
Oh, no. Like, just hire somebody for that. Everybody
skills.
Knows that.
No, but like learn life skills.
Life skills. Like what?
Like money handling.
But actors don't have money. What are they handling?
Well, little bits. You know how to. Doesn't matter.
Oh,
okay,
that's
fine.
Terrible.
You
that's
said
an
life
expensive
advice.
Trait.
Otherwise, believe in yourself. Surround yourself by people that love you. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
I didn't even
That's very basic.
I know.
Do you have anything special to tell us? Do you have any special skills?
I can make squirrel noises.
Do it. Okay. It sounds like a dolphin.
Okay.
You got to make sure that you're clear. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Do you do any other impressions besides dolphin?
No.
Do you play an instrument?
I can like do basic piano. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't call myself
So you couldn't
a
go in for like John Doyle or anything like
no.
that?
No.
Yeah. That's where the big bucks are, you know?
Listen, mm-hmm. if I had known, I would have picked up at least four instruments and learned them.
Yeah.
Because I've lost some jobs.
Remember that company that had all the instruments?
I do.
Yeah. They're doing company again.
They are.
Yeah.
I have friends in it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Don't get me started on that. Do you think you have chosen a sustainable career?
Absolutely not.
No. What would you do instead if you couldn't be an unemployed actor?
Well, I mean, I guess I would have to go back to school.
Yeah. What would you choose?
Oof. God, everything sounds horrible. What would I choose?
Well, what other skills do you have besides belting?
I'm good with voice stuff, like dialects and things. You are? Like maybe I could get like a higher degree to be like a vocal coach.
Can you give me some dialects? Scottish.
Oh, that sounds great. I could do a little bit of that.
Irish.
Where are you going over there?
Those sound the same. What about Welsh?
Nope.
Mid-Atlantic?
Nope.
British?
All right. That's good. I could talk like that. If you
Kentucky? Can you do Elizabeth Warren?
I don't know. it's a bit tight-lipped. Philip?
Northern California.
Northern California.
Yeah. This is what people would ask you to do in an interview.
See, that's why I have to go back to school. I said that.
Okay. Does Ohio State offer that?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that's where you have credentials.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUFS, the original new musical from Shayna Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at SUFSmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that, with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
What do you think you could do better in your life?
Ooh.
In your career?
Career. Well, I'd be employed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would love to do like a comedy TV series.
Yeah?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Like what?
Give me a sitcom.
Like a sitcom.
Yeah.
Oh, what's your favorite sitcom?
Give me that. If we're talking like sitcom, like primetime, yeah. I love The Goldbergs.
Goldbergs?
Yes.
What's that?
Wendy McClendon Covey.
Oh, I've never heard of it. No one sees that.
Everyone does. It's so popular. It's on NBC.
No, everybody. People just like Black Mirror and they like Game of Thrones. And I've never heard of The Goldbergs. It's just about a Jewish family.
You should really get it. Yeah. In the 80s.
Wonder Years. That was a great show.
That was a great show.
Mm-hmm. Classics. Yeah. Nothing's classic anymore.
I just binge watched The Crown with my mom, but that's not a comedy.
Is your mom your best friend?
I love my mom, yeah.
Mm. Do you have a lot of friends?
I have a fair amount of friends.
Mm. Okay. Well, you can invite them to your cabaret next time.
Yep.
Let's ask each other a question.
Oh, okay.
Full of questions.
She's for my bowl. This is called Bowl of Questions. Bowl of Questions.
Oh, the echo. These are like heavy duty.
I haven't
paper.
Read them.
You haven't read them.
Mm-mm.
Okay. Peggy, if you want to treat yourself, what would you do?
Treat myself. I treat myself with respect and kindness every day.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah, I do. Because I deserve it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You should. Everybody should treat themselves with a little more kindness.
Yeah, you think?
Yeah. This world is mean. People are awful.
Yeah, but some people are just bad. They're terrible.
They
deserve to be just raked over the coals, you know?
Yeah.
All right, Bonnie.
Yes.
What's your worst and what's your best habit?
My worst habit is probably I still kind of bite the sides of like my
– Oh, like an animal.
It's just gross. Yeah. It's only like if – and I'll not do it for a while, but if I'm watching a show that I'm like, and then later I'm, ew.
Yeah. Because you could never be a hand model.
Never.
Yeah. Probably not before that anyway.
No, for sure not. Nobody's higher on this.
What's your best habit?
Literally. My best habit, I think, my best habit. Mm-hmm. I like that little inside. Maybe calling my mom regularly. That's a nice habit.
That's so nice.
Right? You said best. That's best.
Now for a segment we like to call Give Me Your Phone.
Give me your phone.
Can you give me your phone?
Oh, God.
I'm just going to read the first text.
The last text sent.
The last text sent. Don't peek at it.
I don't know what I sent last. If it's bad.
Wait, fuck, Kahoo. You know, as I'm doing my morning pages, my dream is coming back to me. What's that mean? What's morning pages?
Who's it to?
I don't know.
Read the name.
It's a group text. It's a group text.
Oh, that I didn't
send. Oh, let's see what you sent.
Okay. Cool.
These are so boring. She's incredibly boring. You're most welcome. Happy New Year. I mean, she's like so nice. Her phone's on airplane. So no one can find her. Jessica Vosk. Who's that?
She's a singer.
Oh my God, I need that Moira shirt. It's amazing, right? Marissa got it for me for Christmas. It's perfect. OMG, this is so boring. This is the kind of content I'm talking about. Don't you have anything salacious like dick pics?
Not anymore.
No?
No.
Are you dating anyone?
Nope.
She's available. Single, ready to mingle.
Very.
What's your type? I can guess.
Okay.
Tall and dark as night. Okay. Built like a brick shit house.
Sounds great.
Do you like dating apps?
I have not had luck with dating apps.
No? Hinge?
No. Nope.
Bumble? Bonnie, did you ever have a bad experience on a dating app?
Oh, yeah. I feel like any time.
Hinge?
Not Bumble. Done Hinge. Nope.
Tinder?
Nope.
Grindr?
Tinder, Match? Yes, I've done. Match, no. I signed up for, I can't remember the name of it because I deleted it. It was like, I searched for a plus
Christian
size.
Mingle?
No. I searched for a plus
What's
size.
What's the Jewish one?
I'm not Jewish.
Mm. J-Date. Not of course, Alan knows.
So it was like a plus size dating app because I just wanted someone who wanted like a plus size lady, like knowing it. Because sometimes I feel like.
Bucks and broads.
Yeah, that was probably it. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
You should go on a Broadway. It's another podcast.
That's cute.
Mm-hmm.
No. Anyway, I had like. Four different guys immediately kind of messaging me, and they all looked very attractive. And I was like, this is great. This is great. And then all of a sudden, all of them were like, I want to be your sugar daddy.
Oh, that's great. Except you need money.
I do. And so at first
every
I was
actor
like,
should get a sugar daddy.
Well, I agree. And at first I was like, okay, what does this entail? Let me ask. And it ended up that one of them was literally like.
They just wanted to give you sugar?
No, I surely don't need it. No, they wanted. My bank account info. And I was like, no.
Were they an
Venmo
African prince?
Venmo works. Anyway, they were scamming me. And then it just kind of made me sad because I was like, oh, you think fat girls won't feel love. So then I deleted it and drank a lot.
Oh, God.
So no, I've not had
success. This is so depressing. Oh, horrible.
Well.
I would love to go catfish them right now.
Mm-hmm.
They deserve it. So is there anything you'd like to talk about? Any thing you'd like me to plug for you?
Oh, God, I wish I could. I don't know if I'm allowed yet.
Oh, God.
I know.
That
you
whole
hate
thing.
That.
I hate that. It's so annoying. Is it Wicked?
I can't.
Is it Almost Famous?
Can't talk about
Color
it.
Color Purple? Is it the new company?
Can't talk about it.
Is it the new Britney Spears musical?
Can't talk about it.
I think it is. I think it's that one. Are you doing a replacement of Christine Daae?
No.
I wish you would be Glinda.
Wouldn't
You'd
that
be
fun?
The perfect Linda, yeah.
Thanks.
Because that show, that role is very boring. Ugh. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about nobody cares about Bach, and nobody cares about Glinda. I'm having a couple Glindas come by.
Yeah.
And I might as well just take a nap. But you'd be great.
I think it's such a great part. It's so funny.
Yeah.
Well, once when I said, you know, I could play Elphaba, and somebody went, I think there's a weight limit to the flying.
Really? That's effed up.
Yep.
So you'd be a great Peter Pan as well.
Thanks.
Because you're kind of androgynous.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to be Tiger Lily. Racially insensitive now, though.
No.
So do you have any thing you'd like to ask me before we part?
What's your favorite color?
Blue.
That's good. How long have you had that dress?
Oh, years. It's the only dress. I'm really more like Steve Jobs, you know? Like, I wear the same thing every day so I can really maintain my professionalism. And I really get in the zone of my creativity.
Yeah.
You know how Steve Jobs wore the same thing every day?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. A black turtleneck. Yeah. He wore the same thing every day, and then he died young. Yeah. But rich.
Are you hoping
so it doesn't
for
matter.
That for you?
No, but I would like to get richer. That's why you're here. Now we're on the Broadway Podcast Network. I'm sure the doughs are rolling in. Have you seen the other podcasts? They're so boring.
Oh.
Bonnie Milligan. I would say look for her in a show coming up, but she's not in anything except the mystery thing that she's going to announce any minute. Bonnie Milligan's so funny. She's zoftic. Okay. So pretty.
Thank you.
She's got a lot of beauty marks. A
lot of them. Lot of them.
Those turn into age spots when you get older, but she's young, thankfully. She's like a very creamy, beautiful. I guess you can see her, but in case you're listening, she's very beautiful. Creamy, beautiful, porcelain skin.
You're beautiful as well.
Thank
the
you.
The lashes, they're so great.
Oh, thanks.
The eyes, come on.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You've been listening to Getting Peggy With It on the Broadway Podcast Network. Getting Peggy With It is produced by Ellen Seals and directed by Ellen Marie Marsh. Getting Peggy With It is edited by Ellen Seals and Ellen Marie Marsh, and she won't let you forget it. Please follow Peggy's adventures at Greetings, it's Peggy! One word, dummies. Special thanks to Taylor Newsom and Josh Lehman. Peggy is a character created by Morgan James. That's me, Morgan James, and Peggy. And Morgan. My real name is Peggy. Thanks for listening.
Okay. Oh, you're a troll under the bridge. Okay.
The two dummies working the cameras are Ellen and Alan.
They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com. If you love Broadway gossip, you are not going to want to miss any episode of this podcast, Singular Sensation, The Triumph of Broadway. Plenty of dramas unfold on stage, but the best dramas unfold backstage. And there were no bigger dramas than behind the scenes of Sunset Boulevard.
So you were being crucified over here, but
yeah.
Not there.
No. No, because I was turning in a performance that would get standing ovations. Excuse me.
So check out my podcast, Singular Sensation, for all the juicy and gory details of Sunset Boulevard.